So what are your plans for 2026, Cecilia Accra?
We have a lot. Mama!
Hello, sincerities! Guess who is back? big 2026. Happy New Year! Oh my goodness, it's about time. It is about time. We've been away for far too long. And let me tell you something. I know the podcast is back. We're back in your ears. We're back in your head. All the long, boring drives to work. Even getting through some of the office jobs that you don't like. I know you've missed us, but we are here for you. We're here for you. Yes. Ooh, I have missed you guys. I have missed you guys so much. Listen, my name is Joseph NC. I'm going to be your host as always. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator, producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes, so. At some point, I started saying yes, so, and I'm like, I'm just really stuck with it, but it's so ridiculous. But hey, listen, we can't go any further without giving another shout out to the Gold Coast Report. Yes, that's the GCR network. That's the number one podcast hosting network. Y'all know what comes after this. In Idaho, Ghana. Yes. New year, new me, y'all. New year. What I mean, new year, same me. I really don't buy all of that new year, new me thing. New year, same me. Okay? You getting the same person. Maybe the insights are different. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Because last year, 102, we will say, if I were near since 2 days, we know what just like, we should go to dream. You get it? But like, new year, same me, y'all. Hey, you ain't, there ain't nothing new about this person. Anyway, guys, listen. Apparently, this year, according to the Chinese, this is the year of the horse. Or is it the fire horse? I don't know. So y'all better saddle up, get on that horse, and ride it into your destinies. The things that you have been putting on for so long. I'm not really big on like, what do you call that thing? It's not testimonials. Resolution. I'm not really big on New Year resolutions, but you know, let me tell you a quick side segue. I was talking to somebody and the person was like, oh, they don't do New Year resolutions, but they believe in like, personality changes. So for example, like, oh, maybe if last year they were quiet, this year they'll be a bit more outgoing. I was like, such, new year, new personality. Ha, well, I don't know. But anyway, I hope January has been good to you. I know it is the longest month of the year. You have to wait, you know, sit idle. Count your yes, January has finally ended. The battle is over. The money has come, and I know it's already finished because you borrowed. You borrowed money to get through the month, and now your January money has come. You already broke first week in February. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming. What are you gonna do? anyway, enough. I know I'm teasing you, but it's enough. Let's move on. Okay, look, it's an exciting first episode back, and boy, oh boy, the Ghanaian entertainment and pop culture scene has never been this messier. So much has gone on. So much is going on. So much is developing. I'm like as we were away, right? Like things are happening. Things are unfolding. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get back to this microphone and tell these people all of these things. Like so much has happened. And you know what? It's time for us to get into hot topics. Cause yeah, let's not do too much shitting or chatting. Okay. Let's get into the hot topics. Do me like I say shag yeah yen them you go do them like juju juju kalika 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 Gaba, gaba, hey, gaba. See them around, go hide for the tight corner. We need a shake, mana. We need a shake, mana. Alright, so a lot has gone on. I can go as far back as December when Akosua said, I think this was actually in January. Akosua said, well, I decided to pull a Madam Joyce when she came back into the country, y'all. I know, I said I was gonna, we're not gonna talk about Daddy Lumba and all of this, but like, hey, we were all there and on the internet said Akosua said, well, has come back. She's come to bury the Lumba. I was like, ah, how is that going to happen? Nipe ye sienu.
Or like, is she going to get a dummy body? Like, I really don't understand the logic of it. You know what I mean? But I saw her. She was picked up at the airport. She was standing in the car waving. There was a crowd. And I'm like, this is so interesting to me. This whole Lumba funeral has made celebrities of people that we didn't even know existed. Because Ebusi Opinion Tupac, Akuza Sewa, Odo Bruni, Papa Shi, I thought you gave up the world and went to find Christ. Also, can somebody explain to me why Papa Shi is walking around looking like Wole Soyinka with that hair? Like, what is it? What is going on? Oh my God. You know, Abutrika got picked up, right? For what? Romance fraud? Mind you, I saw a video of his lawyer on the TL. This was also somewhere in January. Okay, guys. By the way, shout out to all the February borns. Happy February. Those of you that are born on Valentine's Day, if you're called Valentine, Valentino, Valentine, or whatever around that, girl, I don't know. I just think your parents were too lazy to get inventive because I didn't mean Valentino, Valentine. Oh, why? Because I was born on 14th February. Girl, y'all could have been a bit more creative. By the way, my dog Jace, who is like with my mom now, Jace was actually born on 14th February. So Jace turns 4 this year. But anyway, I digress. I saw a video on the internet of Abuchika's lawyer. Me video na namsi se ube chese ube nyese ka bebrebe asem se ya to na wo ko high lawyer na wo ko high lawyer bi say die anka den si na wo ye alleged fraud no. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, I was very confused. This man in the video, he was like, this is basically what he said. I'm quoting him. He was like, you say you love me and I ask you for money, you give me, how is that a crime? If this is romance scam, then arrest all slay queens. I just sat back and I said, oh, so you're just going to lay out the blueprint. You're literally going to give the game plan out. Tell the public what your client did, which is basically tell people under the pretense of being a woman that your client was talking to people and they said they loved him. And because they thought they were talking to a woman and he was like, okay, give me money. And then they gave me money. How is this fraud? And you're calling all slave queens. I mean, like, come on. Come on. Hey. Can we see that degree? Can we see it? Honestly, you know what? Bring the degree. Let's hold it for you. You need to justify your inclusion. Wig, cap, everything. Bring it back. Where's this lawyer from? Temu? Lawyer Demo Fabio. And I feel like law is also one of those professions where it's like, you know how like we all went to school, right? And there's some people, we all graduated with some people that we know that, oh, it was by the hair of their chinny chin chin and they made it. You know what I mean? They were not the brightest tool in the toolbox. You know, if they were going to pick people to go and stand for like a quiz or something, they would not be the first 10 or first 20. We all know these people, but they also pile them more credit greeny be. But I thought law was set up in such a way that you have to just be good. You know what I mean? But like this, oh, I was shook. Even when I saw the whole thing, I was like, you know what it is? Now, fame and social capital, online presence, and all, it has become so important. It is currency. If you are, look at Ebo Noah. Look at it. You know the funny thing? When I started seeing the Ebo Noah thing, I actually thought this was somebody that actually believed that the world was ending. I don't know that I believe that he was really building the ship, because look, wood is not cheap. Wood is expensive. And I used to see the video of the ship. It was very big. And I was like, who is funding all of this? You know what I mean? And so I really thought he was something serious. Until I saw him opening for Star Cordier at Rapaholic or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, so now he's an internet personality. Shortly after that, I saw him in a shop, still wearing that, what's it called, calico, or whatever outfit that they made for him. He was wearing that, his hair was not combed, the way, like, he looks. He was standing in a shop promoting the products, and I said, oh, my bad. I didn't know that this was a whole online personality that you were capitalizing off of. You know what I mean? And so now I'm looking at the lawyer, and I'm like, is this guy also like about to go down the route of being like a personality where he's a lawyer and he just says ridiculous things? Because then why would Abuchika hire him? You know what I mean? But anyway, all the best to them and all those involved. I want to give a quick shout out to Fela Makafui, who is featured in a new Aniku Lakpo movie that is on Netflix. It came out on January 30th. I hope y'all check it out. You know, give a little streams, even though it's not a Ghanaian production, but yeah, my father's a shout out to Fela Makafui. Yeah, shout out to you. I don't know how many of you have been watching Young Rich and African, I don't know how many of you watch it, but that is my show, okay? Season one, season two, season three. It's always giving me what it's supposed to give. And the funny thing about that cast is that every single one of them gives something, even the boring ones. Because let's face it, Kaylee and Nika DJ, they are the weakest storyline on there. The weakest one. Oh, marry. Oh, I don't want to marry. Oh, baby. I don't want to have a baby. All the three seasons is the same ass storyline. This girl ain't left him once. I don't know what it is. It's weak, but it's still entertaining in a way. They're able to always, you know, bring some levels to it. And yeah, everybody on there, like, just think about it. Even in this break, right, whilst we're waiting for the new season to come out, let's look at it. Two-Face and Annie split. Two-Face is with, like, Natasha. Then we all see that Natasha is allegedly abusing him. Annie unfollowed Two-Face. And then now Annie is following him back. And then there was when she went to present an award somewhere. She was on the stage with the BBN guy, Adekunle. And then he asked her a question. I mean, we want to see what's going to happen when they come back. What is that storyline going to give, right? And then we could also go to Diamond Platinums, who somewhere last year came to post something like he was getting married. And everybody's like, wait, what about Fantana, right? And then he was saying something like, oh, but me, he's Fantana. Like, bruh. And then even on the Fantana front, Fantana has a song with Kojo Black that he did last year, right? And my thing is, you know, every time I watch the show, they talk about Fantana is a musical artist, da 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 da. I'm always like, but where is the music? Fantana, since Who's That Girl? Fantana, I forgot. But basically, I'm always asking, say, okay, or your artist, but nyumene wohe, mitse nyumene biache. You know, so last year when I saw that she and Kojo Black got together, I was like, oh, finally. Now, when they are introducing her and they're doing the little monologue, montage or clips that they play to establish her character, on the show, they'll have some new content, something new from 2025 that you'll put there. You know what I mean? So I was like, kudos to them for having that going on. Who else? Literally, like, everybody on the show just gives something. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm talking about Young, Rich, and African because it's been rumored that Kid Wire is going to be on the new season. And let me tell you something, peace, hide. This is perfect casting. Perfect casting. Look, Kid Wire is not only rich, he's obnoxious. He has no problem talking about his life, divulging his life. In fact, he and his father are literally the same person. Yeah. And I think what makes reality TV gold is when you cast people that are not too concerned about, like, keeping certain things out of the public light. If you're going to be on reality TV, your whole life must be an open book. And that's what makes certain reality TV shows fail. When people come on and they don't want to talk about their life, they don't want to censor themselves. It's like they are coming to come and give commentary. They always want to be friend off and talk about other people's. No. Every single person has to have a storyline that is strong enough to warrant you coming the next season. And I think Kid Wire is going to be perfect. He's going to rub people off the wrong way. Kid Wire, ever since he finished BBN, every single thing he's done online has pissed people off. And he's just like, he's rich and he can't help it. You know, Kid Wire is obviously somebody that grew up around white people. You can tell he went to school and his friends in school were white boys. It just shows in everything that he does. You know what I mean? So I can definitely see Kid Wire being a perfect addition to the cast. Peace Hyde, make him chase the same girl that Diamond is going to chase this season, and that will give us something to look forward to, you know. Also, I can't wait to see Kanye Mbaku's new face. Yeah, you know, last season she was not on the last season that she wasn't on there for a long time, and she came at the end to come and give advice or something. I was like, oh girl, is that how long it took for your nose to heal? But Kanye's got a new face, so I can't wait to see that. But yeah, kudos to you, Peace. Shout out to you, Kid Wire. I can't wait to see what you give on the new season of Young, Rich, and African. If this is true, I'm seated. Okay, I'm seated. I don't watch all reality shows, but Young, Rich, and African is one that I watch. I love it. The pop culture scene is so interesting because it's like one court case after the other. Everybody was on like, oh my goodness, Black Hope this, Black Hope that. And before we realized, Kwesi Arthur was like, hold my beer. Yeah, we were all just chilling, and Kwesi Alpha came out of nowhere, okay? And did this whole post on his social media concerning his new record that's coming out, Redemption Valley, right? Okay, so Kwesi Alpha came to do this post, and he was talking about how if my project doesn't come out, blame Glenn of Ground Up. After working all from 2016, everything that I've done, paid my dues, yada, yada, yada. You know, he still won't let me put out music. Something to the effect of, he says he's not allowing me to use my own image, you know, to promote my project. If this project doesn't come out, blame Glenn. And he put a picture of Glenn right next to him. And baby, when I tell you, that day, literally, a barrage of tweets from literally everybody that has worked with Glenn. Oh my God, the pylon. Young Dems had something to say. Twitch Forever had something to say. If your door, I mean, if your door didn't say anything particularly about Glenn, you know, but like, yeah, everybody was tweeting. Medical had something to say, you know, so it was like a heavy day. And like, everybody was like, oh my God, Glenn is this guy. Glenn is that guy. You know what I mean? Then the next day, on the same street as watching DJ Slim, the lawyer for Glenn and Ground Up, because you're two entities, like I said, Jonathan Amable, which, by the way, I know him. He used to work with a friend of mine, and I think 2 or 3 years ago, yeah, he invited me to the Moist Listen session, so that's how I know him. When I saw him on Streets Watching, I was like, oh my God, Jonathan Amable, I know this guy. But anyway, so he went on the Streets Watching, and he went to break it all down, talking about how... after Kwesi Alpha did Son of Jacob with Ground Up, they kind of severed ties, and, you know, he's not been very cooperative in terms of things owed Ground Up, right? He even went as far to say that when Son of Jacob came out, Kwesi Alpha went to Apple Music and went to take out money from Apple Music. Yes. Yes, he said he took out money to the tune of 118,000 or something dollars, you know. And I was a bit shocked about that, because here's my thing, right? You're saying that Kwesi Alpha is going to take money for the projects, right? And it's created a recuperation error or whatever, because of course the label is supposed to take their 60% and then give you their 40%, because he is claiming that the label in and of itself also went to take some investment to put the project out. So they have to settle all their, is it benefactors? I guess. I mean your time and check it. But you know, they're supposed to settle people before you come and get your money. And he said he went to Platoon, which Platoon is like under Apple Music, and went to take out all this money. And I was listening to the whole thing and I was like, wait, does Apple Music deal with artists directly or they deal with labels? Because how would Kwesi Alpha have the ability to just go to Platoon and then get that money? I'm sorry, I may be negligent, I may be talking out of my ass, but like, that was the part where I was like, that just doesn't sound right. Because isn't like, if that's how it works, like the label, whatever your accounts details or whatever it is, like label, because the label is the one that's supposed to even be in talks and conversations with Platoon. So how is the artist like able to override all of that and go straight and go and get the money and pocket it? And now you are sending him emails talking about he owes you money and he's replying, sure. Yeah, they kept the post screenshots of the email, right? And so basically they made it out to be like Kwesi is the one that owes them money. And so he clarified on the image thing that they are not saying that Kwesi cannot use his image to promote Redemption Valley or any other projects. What they are saying is that the image that he used as part of the Redemption Valley cover was commissioned under Ground Up. And so for that particular image, he does not have rights to it, so he cannot use it. And that if he took new pictures right off today to promote the album, that's, he can do that. That's him, right? So he came to clarify all of that. The next, after this interview dropped, everybody on the TL was quiet, because it was like, ooh, maybe we spoke too soon. We were all supporting Kwesi, and now it looks like Kwesi is in the wrong, you know? Which brings me to my thing about DJ Slim, because the interesting thing that I find here is, in the two cases, right, with the Blacko thing and then also Kwesi Alpha thing, he has only interviewed the other side, right? He interviewed Blacko's former manager, and this one he's interviewing Glenn's lawyer. And I'm just like, okay, DJ Slim. And you know, when you watch the video, you say, oh, he's not picked anybody's side. And I'm like, DJ Slim, please. Please. I would much rather you just come out and say that this is how you feel. Because how, even in the video with Jonathan Esquire, Amable, after he was done, he was like, if anybody knows Kwesi Alpha or whatever, tell him to do the right thing. I'm like, okay, so you are saying you're not picking sides, but you're saying Kwesi Alpha should do the right thing. Obviously, what for sides? Yes, watch your phone, me and one for one side. So, you know, so I found that to be very interesting about him. But yeah, this is it. So after that, now everybody was like, oh my God, is Kwesi in the wrong? You know, it became a whole thing. Then after that, oh my God, this story, the way it just kept developing. After all of that happened, because I remember in that video, right, in the interview that the lawyer did, who's a lawyer for Glenn and Ground Up, he had said they were going to take action. So me, honestly, after that, I was like, okay, let's sit and wait. What action? What action, you ask? They are suing Kojo, Mr. Kojo. I was going to say Kojo Entry. They're suing Kwesi Alpha for 10 million Ghana cedis, guys. Yes, defamation. Oh, it is very detailed. They were talking about how Glenn is a private person and he put his image out there and he's giving him very, like, defamed him. And now people are saying all sorts of things. Now people want to do business with him anymore. So basically, look, Glenn as an individual and then Ground Up as an entity were added two plaintiffs who are literally suing Kwesi Alpha. Yes. And they also want the courts to put an indictment. Is it indictment? Guys, I'm feeling too lazy to Google this word. Put an injunction so that, like, Kwesi Alpha cannot speak about Ground Up or Glenn anymore moving forward. But yes, they are taking their 10 million Ghana cedis. There's a breakdown for the 10 million Ghana cedis. They've broken it down to, like, different amounts, and each amount is for something, but in total they are asking for 10 million Ghana cedis. So this whole thing is going on, right? The lawsuit is out and everything, and guess what? Kwesi Alpha starts tweeting about, back in the day, I wanted to play football. I used to play football at this park, and he came to post this picture of, like, a group of people, and it was like, can you spot me? And then the next day he came to tweet, I started working in a studio at 17. I was a studio manager, and he had this picture of himself in a white shirt. Kwesi Alpha had full on cufflinks working as a studio manager at 17. I was like, oh, he meant serious business back then, right? So me, back then, and for those of you who follow us on Instagram, we have a channel, right? You need to join us on our Instagram channel, guys, because sometimes I be dropping, like, we drop BTS there, I drop voice notes, I talk to you guys over there. So if you want to, you know, in between episodes, that's where to find me. So I even did a voice note, and I was like, oh my goodness, Kwesi Alpha is literally, like, being sued, and he's just tweeting like nothing's happening, promoting his projects or whatever. And then I realized something. What he was doing was he was tweeting the individual images that make up the Redemption Valley cover. Because, you know, the Redemption Valley cover is like a bunch of images that is put together. And so what he was doing now was, like, he was tweeting every day. And that's the funny thing, he paced it out. He wasn't doing all at once. It wasn't a thread. Every day he comes to tweet one image and the backstory. And so as at the time that I'm recording this, he hasn't finished yet. But what we realize is, I think his project's called Live from Nkrumah. Yes. The cover image, right, was part of the Redemption Valley group of photos. And it was so tiny, guys, so tiny, infinitesimal. Mm-hmm. He's taking it out. Right. So apparently, I think that is what the bone of contention at Ground Up, because this was commissioned at the Ground Up, so you can't use it. Well, he took that image out, but he's still doing his, like, step by step explanation of, the album and everything. So, you know, Redemption Valley is out on, like, selected platforms behind a paywall. I just watched his interview that he did with Kojo Shelding, and, you know, basically it's going to be behind a paywall for a while. It's coming out February 6th. So, hey, happy Redemption Valley Day to all of you who celebrate. But yeah, so that's what's going on. I will be following this story keenly. I want to see who his lawyer is going to be, what their response is going to be, like, where is he going to go with all of this, you know, chronological tweeting of his life. And, you know, I'm keen to, you know, because what it also did was it opened up between the Black Hole thing and this, it opened up this whole discussion, a conversation about investments in the creative scene. And I worried a little bit about that because, you know, if we're not very careful about, like, the danger of a single story, we can sell it out. Because that's the thing over here, right, in Ghana, is, like, a lot of people, whenever it's, like, artists, because artists are usually young people that are vibrant and want the chance to do something, right? And I saw a lot of people say, oh, Kwesi Alpha didn't read his contract. He didn't. I know you people are not talking. This is like 2016, 2017. He was way younger then. I know you're not talking about he didn't read his contract. Some of you were sitting in church, or when they passed your bus stop, you can't open your mouth and say that they've passed your bus stop because you didn't want them to insult you in the church. You will sit in the church till the end, get down and pick a church back. Yes. Some of you can't even speak up when you see a girl you like, but you're talking about Kwesi Alpha should have read his contract. Please allow. Okay. There were a lot of errors that were made. And look, to be quite fair, it wasn't even until, like, the alti scene started picking up and all these young new entrants came in that people were talking about splits and sheets and all of these kind of things. Back then, it was like very boys, my beats, but you know what, rap, is popping, you're about to perform. Like, you know, the industry, like I've said, like the structures that are supposed to be in place, they have never always been highlighted and platformed like that. So you get what I'm trying to say. So give the guy a break. Okay. He was hungry for it. Maybe he didn't read a contract. Maybe he did or whatever. How about we also look at the other side where the people that put the contract together were putting a contract together that were like strong arm somebody into a very like draconian, record deal that doesn't save him. How about that? Why are we not also looking at the other side? You know what I mean? But anyway, we'll be following this story. Let's see what it do. I'm actually very interested in listening to Redemption Valley. Because you know, when I listened to the Koju Seldon interview, you can tell Kwesi Arthur has been through a lot and he's like a different kind of person now. And so I just want to listen to the new music that he's making with the new POV that he has, right? Anyway, okay, so now moving on to our final trending hot topic, which birthed so many other things. Oh my goodness. I should speak in Ghana. Guys, this is gonna go down in pop culture history. Okay. This is gonna go down in pop culture history. Okay. So popular streamer Aisha Speed was doing an African tour. Okay. He went to different countries, you know, Morocco, Nigeria, whatever. And then he made his way to Ghana. Look, first of all, the stream was very interesting. The stream opened up at like this waterfall. He was getting a little massage. He ate some mangoes, alungun sugui. Then he went to a palace, you know, and then he got named Brema Kofi Ekufu, you know. Then he sat on a chopper. Then he came all the way to the Independence Square, did a backflip on the Black Star Square, danced with Dance God Lloyd Afronita, and I don't know who was Ziggy, I couldn't see. He met Kev the Wave, who was coming out as Dr. Ghana. Very interesting concept, by the way. I don't know. Maybe we should talk to Kev the Wave. I don't know. And you know, yeah, a bunch of people. Like I saw Zoo was supposed to be his tour guide when he got to Accra. There was a whole joke about him ignoring him. And then there was the Bukom Banku. Then there was Kuria Kuria, which the president referenced in a speech recently. Like, that whole thing was very interesting to watch. Personally, my top three highlights were definitely going to be the Bukom Banku and him. Come on. Give me the lighter. Give me the light. By the way, Speed has great rhythm, guys. He has great rhythm. That is one. Number two would definitely be Korea, Korea, Kujeng Jeng, Korea, Korea, Kujeng. That was really pretty. I'm not even going to lie. When Hamamat came on scene, because I know Hamamat, and it's so interesting, right? I know Hamamat. She went to Hashimoto. One Miss Malika, pretty, pretty girl. She kind of disappeared, came back. I think she was even on the judging panel at a point. Came back, started this Shea Butter Museum thing. And she's been actually promoting this Shea Butter thing for a while, you know? So I just like that they really took this opportunity to kind of like just, you know, give it a new whatever. And look, when she came on the stream and she started barking, I was like, oh my God. Coming to America, is that you? She was just barking like that Eddie Murphy's Original Bride. Oh, I loved it. So yeah, that's my second. And then for my last one, oh my God, I don't know. I want to say the waterfall just because it was such a nice cinematic way to open. But also the flip on the Black Star Square was another thing for me. I watched that whole thing with my heart and my anus. I'm not going to lie. Like when he was contemplating whether he was going to do the backflip and everything, I was like, oh my goodness, let it not be in Ghana that this boy come and do backflip, break his neck and die. Like, let it not be. I was like, when he was like, chat, should I do it? Chat, should I do it? I was screaming into my voice. I was like, no, don't do it. The millennial in me was like, no, it's a bad idea. But you know, all of that was great. Those are my top three. I loved it. I really didn't see much for the supercar spectacle. I had very strong feelings about that. Because like, if you watched the South African stream, right? He actually went to, you know, South Africans is actually like in their culture, like they do a lot of like, what do you call that thing when the car just goes around and around and around? Oh my, drifting. Yes. So like that whole part of it, it just seemed like when they met the guy and then he was like, oh, this guy built the car himself. At first I was like, okay, cool. This is a different POV. Then they started showing him cars talking about, oh, we know you have this in your, you have two of Lambos and whatever. We hope you get this in your fleet. And I was like, girl, what kind of, look what we have to kind of, I wasn't feeling that part at all. And then he goes to sit in the car with this guy who starts off saying that this is the only one in Africa. And then Speed is like, no, it's not. I saw one yesterday. And he's like, no, I didn't say Africa. I mean Ghana. And I was like, you see, You see, and look, I don't drift or whatever, but I saw what happened in South Africa. What we did with the drifting, it was nice. Aesthetically, from like the drone shot, it looked nice, but it wasn't memorable for me. I don't even know what to say. I think, okay, I felt a way when he, backflipped into the jollof. I was like, come on. Because I knew for a fact when I saw all of that, that like just for show, they had brought that big pot. He was going to try it. And once they leave, definitely all those people that have gathered there will have something to eat. So when he jumped into it, I was like, mm-mm. The millennial in me was like, nigga, why? You know what I mean? But you know, it is what it is. Pizza Man, Jollof, I would have really loved if like it was, you know, look. Shout out to Chef Abby's. We've spoken about her on the podcast before when she went, I think, was it France? TikTok flew her to France or Dubai, something like that. Like, that is all and great, right? But if you listen, I saw an interview that Woody Maya did where he was talking about how, like, Speed wasn't here to, like, meet personalities. He wasn't here to meet, like, popular people. He just wanted to experience the raw, authentic Ghanaian experience, like, people on the streets and stuff like that, right? So, I get it. Everybody was like, yeah, Chef Abby should have met the jollof. But yeah, you know what? I don't think she should have. It was great that she met him. She presented him with a coconut. It was great. I think somebody's mother, authentic homemade Ghanaian jollof, somebody's mother, put all of the, like, you know, the gatekeeping, politicking of like connection, put it aside. Forget the business. Didi jollof, why? No, somebody's mother, a fear jollof, authentic one. Known tasty. So that it's not even about when he says it's nice, it's like a brand partnership or things. Because, you know, Sheldon was saying in his review that he felt like the jollof is nice because he actually eats Pizza Man jollof. But Speed wasn't willing to say because it was going to be like brand endorsements. And look, as somebody that interviews artists on the podcast, right? You know, we work with Fika, and sometimes we have like Fika on set and things like that. They will tell you like, oh, can you get the Fika boba tea off the set? Because it's like an endorsement. Yeah, Fika has given them drinks, it's true, but that's it. Like, they are very particular about those things. So for me, all of that was not necessary. We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Fika Tea House, we use fresh ingredients from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties, just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Fika Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite apps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Fika Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Fika Tea House, we stay real. Oh, you know those women that's there, what do you, is it, it's not a battery, you know, the thick arm, that's the sign of a good cook, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's how I feel about the whole thing. But anyway, look, after the whole thing went down, right, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, made a tweet. And he shouted out Woody Maya and said, you know, after our discussion, we are pleased to announce that we're going to, like, you know what, start the issuance of a Ghanaian passport to Aishu Speed, showing them his, something along the lines of like, having shown, strong Ghanaian ties, right? And if you watch the stream, Speed had actually said that he's Ghanaian on his mother's side, right? So, you know, they announced that he's going to get a passport and everything. And, you know, I'm going to use this word very loosely, a journalist on GH1. And I say that because we don't know if this is, I personally don't know if this is a trained journalist or this is a newscaster or a panelist on a show. I have never heard of her. And by me saying I've never heard of Lily Muhammad, I'm not in any way diminishing who she is, please. Like, to be fair, I've got a smart TV. I don't watch GH1 on a regular. I don't watch like TV3G. Like, honestly, it's YouTube, Netflix, Amazon Prime. This is not even like Flex, guys. It's not even Flex. Let's be honest. And that's behavior that some of you have. It's not even Flex, but like, how many of you are watching Ghanaian TV programming? Let's be very, very honest. How many of you? So me, I don't know her. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And the reason why I'm just saying, I don't know if she's a real journalist, is because you put in this country, when somebody comes and sits on the TV and then they read news or anything, then you put say journalists. You say journalists, please. Let's check the facts. I don't know. But anyway, so there was this video that I saw where she criticized very harshly. Oh, we don't be serious. You know, that's a funny thing, right? I was just watching the whole thing and I was like, so where are the standards for like on-air television presenting and all of these kind of things? Because she was mixing pidgin and everything. Like, we don't be serious for this country. We don't be serious. I'm like, so now we are speaking pidgin, you know? I was confused. But anyway, her whole rant was, for me, I will always say that we have a problem where we love to major in the minors. You know what I mean? Yeah, we like to major in the minors. You see, the matter is here, then you go and pass somewhere else. Look, Lily Muhammad, if the rant had focused solely on the fact that, hey, Aisha Speed has just been issued a Ghanaian passport within the twinkling of an eye, 24 hours, but ordinary Ghanaian citizens still have to wait for 2 weeks to 2 months to get a passport. So Minister Okudzeto Ablakwa, you know, this is great that you've done that, but I would really love if you would also take this time to see how you can fast track the process. Because I think even when, Okudzeto Ablakwa came into office, there was something that was done around passports and how to apply for passports, speeding it up or anything. But if that was the focus on the fact that the Ghanaian citizens that are here, it takes us forever to get a passport. It takes us long. Even when you fast track it, it takes long. Like, can you do something about that? This is great. Can you do something? Look, that message would have been received well. But rather to go on a rant and say, what has him jumping on Jollof Jam for the GDP? I'm sorry. You killed your points when you started going down that route. What has he done for the GDP? And now when the Maya goes to America, have they given, come on. We love a false equivalence in this country. We love a false equivalence in this country. Those two things are not the same. This guy came to this country, had 50 million people on stream. Past the live stream, when you go on the YouTube and watch the numbers now, it has gone far. The number of people that are talking about Ghana, even in the comment section, me, I was reading the comments when the thing was happening. People were talking about coming to Ghana and all of those kind of things. It translates into foreign income. Tourism is a big way to push your GDP. Go and ask Dubai. And I didn't do any research. I didn't do any Googling, but I just know how it works. So I get it. Look, and I don't even think that like she's less than smart and doesn't know that this is how it works, but she was just angry. You could tell she was angry, and that's why sometimes they say when you are angry, don't talk, take your time. You know what I mean? You could tell she was just pissed. And which calls into question the fact that, like, who is the showrunner? Who is the producer? Is this show like a freestyle show? Like I said, I don't know what the show is, and I don't know like what role she plays, but I was just like, did she go off script? Was she going rogue on air without any direction? Because from my experience, look, I've interned, I interned at Advance at One for the One Show, that's Jocelyn's show, and the morning show with Patrice and Kokui. Yes, in 2014. Yeah, I worked at Advance at One. And so I know there's like a production flow of a show, how it's supposed to go, the segments and everything. Like, was this part? Do you get it? And they usually have in ears where people can talk to them whilst things are going on. So I'm like, I just feel like she went rogue and she was just upset because the things that she was saying, it just, come on, Lily. Like, you know how these things work, right? And even when you read about like him being given this, like, first of all, what is Aisha Speak going to do with a Ghanaian passport? It's really just a way of us like kind of thanking him for all of the things that he's been able to do by platforming Ghana in such a way. And it's also kind of like symbolic because he's Ghanaian from his mother's side. He's been given a Ghanaian name. It's symbolic. The American passport is stronger than ours. Oh, Fanyashi. Do you get it? So the iratedness that you went and then we know be serious and everything. If that whole rant had been focused on the fact that it takes the ordinary Ghanaian citizen forever to get a passport, and in like, hey, kudos, this was great. Can we, you know what I mean? And it takes me back to this thing of how we become too comfortable insulting people on air. It's wrong. Me, when I was growing up and I was watching TV, Akushika Akwe on GTV, Kweku 1-on-1, like, what's his name? Emma Morrison. Like, back then we were watching these people. They were very respectable. They were very diplomatic. They spoke well. They don't cast people. Even when they have like politicians, like Kweku 1-on-1, you have politicians come and do a round table from different political parties. We don't insult each other. I don't know where this thing is coming from. I don't know. for some time now, just insults and insults. And that's what our on-air has become. There's no respect in, like, I honestly, I don't want to say respect, but like, there's no, how should I say this? Enya fempo. Like, oh, we present me code TV, tsunami presenter. Enya febium. No, enya fe. Enya fe. I don't know about you. Time to me sonnen. And confronted me strong when I was like, oh my God, I like how they present. I like how they speak and everything. Enya febium. Because now you can go on there and be irate and talk anyhow. You know what I mean? Like, there's, look, in this country that we live in, right? Especially if you're going to be on air and you're going to address, because you know how it is, honorable, you're honorable. You get what I'm trying to say? So, and here's the thing, like, if you want to speak down to anybody or whatever, I feel like your social media is the best place to do it. But on TV, on air like this, and you are talking in that manner, for me, I was just like, look, if you want your message to be, to come across for people to hear you, there's a way that you go about it. And diplomacy exists for a reason, especially on air TV. I was just a little bit appalled. I was like, okay, is this what we are doing now? And then the points were not strong, but I belabor the points. So following all of this, right? And by the way, I didn't know that she was about it like this, but Israel Lai's wife. Baby, Israel Lai's wife went on Facebook and posted, journalism goes way beyond makeup, skin bleaching, BBL, hair and fashion. Journalists ought to research, cause the facts, interrogate data and demonstrate sound reasoning. To be fair, Miss Louisa Lai was right. Journalists ought to research, court the facts, interrogate data, and demonstrate sound reasoning. True. The part where she's talking about it goes beyond makeup, skin bleaching, BBL, hair, and fashion. Girl, you know you were hitting at somebody. Because what I don't like as grown-ups and individuals, grown-ups is, you say something like this, the hit dog is hollering because you, who the cap fits, let them wear it. And you know you made that cap was customized for Lily Mohammed, you know. And then Lily Mohammed comes, replies to you with her own shady comment. She said, one would have expected an intelligent comment from someone that touts herself as same. That's a journalist. But you chose to stoop this low. That you are married to a journalist definitely does not make you one. The profession is not sexually transmitted. I would have very much been open to discourse with you. But seeing as you have absolutely no substance in that capacity, it would be a complete waste of my time. I do hope that you take a good look at yourself in the mirror next time you want to be as condescending as you have been without your distasteful post. Maybe that will serve as a guide for your future endeavors. So this was Lily Mohammed's clap back, and Israel's wife came and said something along the lines of like, hey, I didn't mention your name. Then. That's where she lost me. Girl, that's where she lost me. Because we're too old for you to be throwing stones and hiding your hand, say you didn't mention anybody's name. Like, if you wanted to make this point without being shady, you could have just said, journalism goes way, journalists ought to research, call the facts, interrogate data, demonstrate sound reasoning. That's it. You had to come with skin bleaching? Because Lily Mohammed's light skin. I don't know what she looked like before, but she's light skin right now. Right? BBL, she's a voluptuous woman. Again, I don't know what she looked like before, but she's voluptuous right now. So it's like, girl, you targeted this woman. And then now she comes to speak and you're like, oh, you don't know what... Girl. And then come to find out. So I don't know if you guys know this. There's a comedian in Ghana called Obi Amponsa. Okay. So apparently... Israel's wife did the same thing to him in 20. Hold on, let me check my notes. Yeah, in 2021, right? He had a comedy show called Popular But Broke, and he was making a joke about COVID and how Israel said he had COVID and he had to sleep in the boys' quarters so that he wouldn't affect the family. And I think he was making a joke along the lines of, he didn't know that Israel had money like that to have like a boys' quarters, right? In April 2022, right? Mind you, the joke was made December 2021. April of 2022, Israel's wife went on Facebook and literally insulted Obi Amponsa again and saying that his Will Smith moment is coming, which is basically, you know, when Will Smith went up on stage and slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. Yeah, basically, right? And so Obi Amponsa, when this whole thing was happening between Lily Mohammed and Israel's wife, Obi Amponsa came online and he was like, you know, also like... throwing jabs at Israel's wife. And he said that as long as he lives, he's always going to have beef with her because she apparently called him after he made that joke. She apparently called him and insulted him on the phone. This is what he said. Okay. This alleged on his Facebook. And I'm just like, I know Israel, right? In terms of like, we all saw him on TV and everything. In fact, Israel is the one that when Ira Star came to Ghana, he was there and was doing Ira Star. And she was like, it's Ira, my love. Gag him. I mean, I don't even want to go off on a tangent on why Israel was the one going to receive her, but Yeah. I thought to myself that, oh, I didn't know that Israelia's wife was this vicious on Facebook. I didn't know. I need to go and be reading her page every now and then and see who she's got beef with. But yeah, so all of this, I show speed visit. This is what they did, though. This reminds me of when Cardi B came to Ghana and left. Y'all bitches was mad. People were mad at Cardi B. My girl Bear Callis was by the pool sipping some mimosas. She didn't know people were supposed to, people were waiting for her for a meet and greet. This is the same thing. Aisha Speed came and went and this whole thing happened. I've seen some creators that are also upset talking about, if I talk, Kev the Weaver was like, I'm addressing this later. And Ben South, like so many people have things to say about how this whole thing went down. And I'm like, oh, it wouldn't be so if it's not Ghana. Ghana, Ghana, Ghana. And that's literally been the scene of trending topics and hot topics and pop culture mess. That's gonna be it for hot topics, guys. We're gonna be back. Keep listening.
A few ways I heard now was some now bow could see an assembly now what they bomi ding me wading into bomi ding
my boy within I'm a friend and me
all right, so listen. So on this episode, I get to sit down with my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asantewfor. Yes, of course. At the beginning of the season, I think this is about to be a tradition now. Like when he comes to Ghana, we sit down and do like what happened last year, what we're going to expect this year kind of thing, right? And we're also joined by Triple M, which is our new segment host, Mariah. Okay, guys, we went through an arduous process and we picked her and we're very excited to be working with her. And so we wanted to give Sincerity a chance to get to know her, where she comes from, what her thoughts are, you know. So sit back, relax, and listen to our little chit chat. This is our first episode back. I hope you enjoyed. And listen, I want to encourage every single one of you to please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and X. I can't believe I'm finally saying X, formerly known as Twitter. Okay. And let's get interactive. This season, this year, we're really interested in hearing back from you guys. Give us feedback. Leave comments. Let us see what you're thinking and help us to serve you best. Okay. We've been doing this like 8 years and counting, and we're always thinking of you, okay? All right, so now enjoy the chat, and yeah.
I'm a gin, said my dad, but they lie bad. Now here's some hard bars for my diehards. I'm a lion heart, why should I lie in my art? Gonna rap Moses, now let it see part. I see green, I know the sea stuff. Tell our girls to know the sea top. So just beat it, king of pop. I've been dope, call the doc, let's detox. I know Bob, but it's Chuck Life, let's converse. Two packs of Machiavelli, I bomb first. I know they tuck missiles, drones are front flex. It's all really simple, I'm complex. So tell all the drunks that I'm bar heavy. Bar after bar, get your shots ready. I nice flow, exposed flows, I show off. ECG, watch me go off.
Check the score. Play to win, yeah, and prep for draw. Nah, I'm not playing ball. They closed the gates, I found an open door. Yeah, check the score. You be true, no blush. Play to win, yeah, and prep for draw. Flow, it gets scary for Judge Derry. You fit to ask the bread knives and brown berries. All the real heads know they cannot bump heads. So rappers go hear this and feel hurt.
Welcome, Sincerities, to our very first episode back on season 9. Hey, 9 years? I thought we were 8 years old.
We are 8 years, but 9th season. That was a year that we had like a season and another season in the same year.
You know I don't like math. Anyway, guys, welcome to another exciting episode. My name is Joseph NT. I'm the host, and I'm going to be shouting out my co-creator and producer, who is sitting right here today. Kwame Asante Ofori, also known as the one on the ones and twos. And also we want to shout out the GCR Network. That's the Gold Coast Report, number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Exactly. And also, look, we have to shout out this beautiful space that we are filming in today. It's the Kenten store at Treehouse inside Laboni, right opposite Ali Bar. If you know the place, you know, if you know Ali Bar, you know where Kenten is. Okay, come on. Know. Let's get into it. Okay. Oh, so today we're joined by Maria. She's not the scientist. She's not the carry. But Maria. No, honestly, Maria, you in your affairs vox pop, you're like Maria or Mama, whatever you want to call me.
So, okay. So, hi, sincerity. my parents decided to bless me with the name Mariah, which a lot of people struggle with, not just Ghanaians, honestly, non-Ghanaians.
Mariah?
Mariah, like
not Mary. A low-key shade towards
no
Joseph.
No shade.
It's me. She literally sent me a text and she was like, it's Mariah like Carrie. Yeah. And I was like, this is text. So I
but you know Mariah Carrie though.
Oh, girl. Okay. Okay. That's cool.
But my closest friends call me Mama. My middle name is Mbroba. So, I mean, really, like I go with all of them. Whatever you feel like you can, your tongue can say.
I think you have to present the people with one.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I'm going to pick Mbroba.
Mbroba?
Yeah. Hey, in this country.
I want to challenge. It's a fancy name now.
Actually, you know what? That could work.
Right.
Very like back to your roots.
Good luck.
But anyway, guys,
Mama feels very personal sometimes.
Okay.
So I don't know if I want everybody to call me Mama, but honestly, guys, Triple M, whatever you want to call me,
Oh,
hey, Triple M.
Oh,
okay.
Making more money.
Triple M.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
We should go with Triple M.
Yeah, we're about to do that. Anyway, guys, listen. It's been you know, we barely go on break because when we're on break, we're working. But we're back and it's a new season. And, you know, Kwame has made it a thing that now we have to sit down and talk about the last season.
Yes.
And what to expect and so on and so forth. I think we can predict the future. But anyway, we're here with the new team, I must say. And yeah, we're going to discuss. Kwame, what do you want to discuss?
Okay, before we get into what we want to discuss, I think we need to officially introduce Mariah, like the Carrie.
Triple M.
Yes, Triple M. And how we went through the process of getting here. Then we can go into exactly,
well,
you know.
If you follow us on socials and listen to the podcast, you know last season we put out a call for a segment host.
Yeah.
And I think we got, I want to say, a little over 20 applicants.
Yeah.
And then we did a live audition.
Yes.
No. So we cut down the 20 something to like 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to do 10, but we couldn't agree.
Yo.
I had a different list. Kwame had a different list.
We fought.
And we're like, okay, what are the ones that are common? And then it's still just, you know, so we were like, fine, 12. And then we had the 12 come in to do in studio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say auditions because it was like,
it was just
interview.
It definitely gave interview.
It wasn't an audition.
It definitely gave interview.
Yeah.
It was serious.
Yeah. It was very that. And then I think after that, we cut it down to two. Here's the thing. We're supposed to pick one after the interview.
Yeah.
But like we were split.
Yeah.
Down the middle.
We fought.
Over two. And so then we invited the two to the our day.
Yeah.
To do actual vox pops. And then we went back and then we listened and we're like, okay, who do we want to go with based on that? And that's how Triple M came on the show.
Ta-da! Winner.
Wow! Starting on a good note.
Do we get into who you are and everything now, or should we just like save that for later when we're done talking about...
I mean, sure. You're the host, Joseph. You're my boss. So tell me.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting. Nobody's coming. But anyway, okay. You know what? We'll come to it. So yes, Kwame has put down here how last season went.
Wow.
This is your, literally everything here is what you wrote down.
Joseph is legit trying to do this whole agenda. Like, yeah, me, I'll be the serious one. Oh,
no. You sent this. Honestly, for these episodes, I don't do any planning. I'm just like winging it. So, yeah, how last season went.
What was your favorite episode from last season?
I have a couple of favorites.
Okay,
there was the VGMA one we did with Reginald.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that conversation.
Shout out to Reginald.
I also think that he's just like a good guest to have. Mm-hmm. You know, a good guest to have is somebody that can have a conversation that doesn't just answer questions. Yeah. So that was really great. Definitely Blacko.
Yes. Yes.
That was a great interview. Oh my God, Samini was last season.
Yes.
Samini was, yeah. Hey, actually, Samini was our first episode back, yes, and we were on Joy News. Even apparently, Blacko too, we ended up on like a few news outlets as well.
Because both of them gave us some, you know, some good sound bites.
Yeah, interesting sound bites. Yeah. Oh, Fahim and Blade.
That was a good one.
I was laughing throughout. I mean, I underestimated the amount of composure I needed to have because those guys really like, they were cracking me up. So yeah. I loved Fahim and Blee. Yeah, I think I'm not saying that the others were bad, but those are the ones that like are standouts.
Yeah.
If I'm forgetting some, I don't know.
I mean, that's fair. Definitely Fahim and Blee, Samini for me because of the Danceman Connect. Because I grew up in Danceman, Joseph grew up in Danceman. Samini was an icon and has always been an icon from Danceman.
Although Samini, you've stopped doing Samini Fest in Danceman. What's up with that?
Yeah,
so I didn't see you this year.
I mean, last year, Naska Senwa Edin was his term, but
oh, he was doing other shows. Hey, Samini, he was the host of. Samini performed at Lancaster at their Christmas or New Year's event or something. Yes, I saw. Yes.
The bills must be paid.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Samini one, definitely the Blacko one. In working on the production, of course, pre-production, you know, we work on the questions and blah blah blah. In listening to it, you took me on a journey, you know, even though like I knew it was like an out of body experience when I was editing the audio, because even though I knew the questions and I knew, you know, we know Blacko, we've researched on him. So I knew some of the answers he was going to give. It felt like a journey and it sort of made me feel like, okay, this is what we've been building for the last 8 years and 9 seasons. And here we are, perfection in interview, perfection in research, and the host and the artist are actually connecting on a personal level. So this is one of the few times you hear me give him hype like this. So,
what do you mean few times? You give me hype all the time. Don't lie. No. You know what? I hear you say perfection in interviews, and that doesn't sound like that for me. Because you know, guys, so we do research, we have the questions. Yeah. I never follow the questions the way I'm supposed to. It's just so crazy because I have the phone, and you guys, I realize now I use my laptop because it's a bigger screen.
But she's getting blind.
Wow.
He's catching up.
Oh.
What the comedy did I can't do?
I mean, this is the work retreat.
He's gonna leave the country. I just want you to know. He's gonna leave the country.
Maria, call me just in case.
Oh, what's he gonna do for you from Washington? Yeah, what's he gonna do?
Well,
no, but like, yeah, I'm realizing that it's two things, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the answers that they give. Because the thing is, I'm listening. So when they give an answer, I will take another path. And before I realize, I've gone far, far away. And then I have to scramble through and then catch up. But I mean, it's always great to hear people say, oh, it was a good interview. Yeah. But for me, I'm the hardest on myself. I think last season, we did Guilty Beats.
Yes.
And it's one of the interviews that like I cringe at because I was talking over the nigga too much. I was so excited at the fact that he breathed the same air at Beyonce. Yeah. And so I was like, and you know that thing's like, I know some of the answers and I wouldn't wait for him to say it. And I was just like, oh, I know you did this.
But you know, as a Beyonce fan, I really appreciated that you were giving him that reverence, actually.
Right. But in the comments, they were like, you didn't let him talk. You didn't let him talk.
You know, after that interview and then, you know, internally, we're just reviewing. We do a lot of reviews before you guys see it. He was like, oh, Kwame, I feel like I was talking too much. But then, looking at it from the producer aspect, in my mind, I'm like, it's already done. You're not going to get guilty again. So where's the silver lining? And then the silver lining was, it was very evident he was excited about Guilty. Yeah. It was evident he was excited about like the Thames and Beyonce's situation.
Right.
So I could appreciate the excitement from there. And I was like, and I told him, hey, at the end of the day, it came out as a good interview. If you listen, if you jump over the whole, sometimes he cutting in, you can appreciate the fact that he was knowledgeable and he was genuinely excited about Guilty and how far he's come. And I think Guilty could feel that.
Yeah. I mean, he did say he had a great interview, but we also don't know how much of that is just, you know.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think from the interview and how it went, I don't think he's the kind of person who would lie.
Yeah.
You understand? It gave, I'm a very direct person.
Yeah. He did give me his number. You know the funny thing? Whenever we do these things and an artist like enjoy themselves and they actually give me their number, I never reach out because I feel like, you know, hey, it's like a little bit of a performance. Oh yeah, hit me up. I'm like, okay, like what am I going to do? Like,
this season you should be hitting them up. Build that network.
We'll see. We'll see. The network is there. But shout out to the YouTube comments. I feel like, no. The YouTube comments, they will give you critique, but they don't insult
respectful.
You.
Respectful.
Very respectful, you know.
Yeah.
Except one of the comments when Blacko came on, they said, I was not allowing Blacko to sing. Meanwhile, I literally said, let's sing Harvest together. Time together.
Yeah.
Some of y'all also need to like pay attention. Right. Stop coming for me. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I think that's it about last season. I can't really remember.
Yeah, I think.
I know my dietitian came on to tell you guys that boiled eggs are better than fried eggs.
Yes. That was actually an educative, very educative.
Very
actually.
Educative.
But then...
But were the people educated? Did they?
Watch.
You know, Yeah.
What's the next thing?
The next thing we have here is how December went for us and what we did.
Charlie, we were working. I'm tired.
Yo, this is crazy. Okay. Like, we had to go to... What's the first event we went to in December? Was it Jackie's event?
Yes, Jackie's event.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Kwakala means...
Jackie...
You know what? Look,
you
look,
see.
To be fair, Pakalamis, I get it. Because we were at that event. That event was scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And Kwame, and here's the funny thing. This is how you know. This is why it was like 9 p.m. Kwame was calling me. And I was like, Kwame, look, it's a Ghana event. We'll get there at 10. This is me thinking that we're going to get there at 10. And we'll have maybe like about an hour to wait.
Yeah.
We get there at 10. Not only is the place like empty... No, and don't get it wrong. The stage and everything was set up, but there were not people there. Right. 12 midnight. Because I think I told you that, oh, by 12, from back then, by 12, it will start filling up. 12 midnight, still empty. Then like around 1:30, people started trooping in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is going on? did somebody go and ring a bell and it's like, okay, this is the time for everybody to come. So around 2 a.m., the show kicks off. And I think we left after like 3 songs.
2 a.m. she started, 2:15. I was like, Joseph, let's head out.
Yeah. We left.
Yo, we were tired.
Just really tired.
We were tired.
And it's also, it's like, you're just sitting around.
Yeah.
There's no like other things to do.
Yeah.
If so, there was a DJ set to like give that whole front back vibe.
I mean, at some point, Akra Mayor came on and he was, you know, trying to hype us and everything, but
he tried, but
it was a weekday. Charlie was tired. But anyway, I think that was the first one that we went together. We went to things separately, but that was the first thing that we went together.
Yeah.
And then I think the next one was Zama.
Yes. The next one was Zama.
Which, look, to be fair, I'm going to say this. Blacko is like a musical artist because the highlight for me from the show was the fact that the musical production, the musical arrangement of his performances were solid. Mm-hmm. You could tell when it comes to what was going to happen on stage, what he was going to sing into them, everything that was solid.
Yeah.
The major issue was the organization on the ground.
Mm.
Because we're in VIP and VIP quickly turned into general admission.
Quickly
turned into general admission. And I mean, I went there early in the day to get our passes.
Yeah.
So I feel like I had a fair sense of where VIP is, where VVIP is, where general admission is.
Mm.
But I feel like if you go there blind, there weren't enough people that was like, hey, washrooms are over here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, right. This is over here. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing that I just felt like was missing. Like, but you know, you cannot take the musicality away from him.
Yeah.
That the mic was on. The voice was on.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. I mean, we've been to his other concerts. Is it
twice? Yeah, when he used to do Alabadi.
Yeah. And that was that is very well organized. You know,
starts on time, and I love that you see him early.
Early,
you don't wait till the end. No. Yeah,
you know, he's. I think that one they start at like 4 or 5 p.m. with a fair, so yeah, the food vendors are
it's
there.
True. And so like they know, have a whole thing where people walk around and things, and by 8 p.m., 9,
very family friendly. Yes. You know? So by 9, he's on stage. By 12, I think he's done 12-1-ish.
Yeah, 12-1-ish, yeah.
Yeah. So for this one, I think it was bold of them to try a new venue, a stadium venue. Mm. But then what went against them was there was an event the day prior.
The day before.
So that was tough. And then building that kind of stage, it takes time. So even they were late, even though I understood why they were late, the people who were there would not understand. It's like Yaba Black will show once that's on
and
time.
And that's the funny thing, because when we were standing there, everybody kept saying, oh, this isn't Black. Oh, this is like, I remember people saying, oh, this is not what they are used to.
Yeah.
So I think, but that's interesting because that means that he's also built a reputation for being on time.
Right. Yes, he has.
So, you know,
but
he
the
should try and maintain.
Yes.
Did you go to the concert?
I didn't. As for Ghanaian concerts, you guys talking about 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's exactly what I can do.
Wait, have you? Okay, which concert did you go to?
This Christmas? Cavemen and Amare, and that was it.
Afro Sonic. Oh, wait. Afrosonic, did I see your Amare? Yay, we went to Amare together.
Exactly.
Hey, you said we were doing more sports at Amare.
Exactly.
And she was here for Afro Sonic.
And that was, I mean, you guys gave me the pass for that thing.
Yeah,
but Amare I already had a ticket, so I dashed it to a friend because that was the only thing I was planning on going. And I feel like the difference between why the Amare show was so good was because I just find that stadium shows, like you're saying, the setup and everything, it takes so much away from the production. It makes it so much harder for people to, the performers to.
I mean, like when it's done right.
Because when it's done right,
I've been to a stadium. Right, I've been to 3 stadium shows outside the country.
Okay.
Beyonce. Beyonce included. But yeah, his privilege is
Beyonce, Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. We're not going to see the third person.
well.
Half of our list last year. No, but look, shout out to Zama Disco. I definitely do believe that if you're going to move forward and keep doing it in the stadium, there are lessons that have been learned because I think the team is always committed to being excellent.
Yes.
This was their first time.
Yeah.
And so,
in
you know,
stadium. Yeah.
A few things.
Can I have like a petition to, for them to do something about parking? Because I live around there. So the traffic.
See, but you know the funny thing though, but like parking was
there
good.
There was a big park where like, when we got there, we were even thinking about like parking, but once we got there, it was like.
And also, we used the other entrance from the back. We didn't use the main Okponglo.
So the school just made it available for parking and everything. But shout out to them again because the sound production.
That's what I'm saying.
Was amazing.
The music stuff. Yeah. And I was talking to the guy that works on his graphics. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he said his laptop crashed.
Ooh,
and so that was another delay because what was supposed to go on the screen, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many unforeseen. And look, we're not like making excuses, but like there's so many unforeseen circumstances that goes into these things.
Yeah.
So.
I think we're coming from a place of we've seen 2 of his shows in the past. We've seen what he's done.
Yeah.
And we know this one was new venue.
Territory,
and then
struggling
with it. But shout out to Amare though. Like, I think if I'm to put it on scale, Amare's concert was amazing.
It was
oh my God.
Sound.
Hey.
Quality. The sound was crisp.
Hey.
And if you listen to Black Star, you know Black Star is very like, boom, 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 boom. Like, you are supposed to hear everything.
Yeah.
The speakers were not shaking. You were not hearing, you know what I mean?
You know that thing where you go for a concert or you go to the club and you come out and your ear is ringing and you can't hear anything?
That didn't happen.
The sound on there, clear. Yeah.
You know, another thing though is like the people that came.
Yeah.
I think the community of people that love Amare, it was so interesting. Everybody wore black.
Yeah.
And everybody was on the vibe. Like, it was very alter. Like, it was just like a really cool space to be in.
Yeah.
It was a very cool space to be in.
Yeah. I also really like that she had that second stage to give the people that.
Yes, that was a vibe.
How that took me by surprise. Because I was literally stunned by the thing. And before I realized, like, all the bodyguards came in. And then before I realized, I was like, ooh, what? Oh my God. Cool.
It was dope.
Really dope. Personally, one of the events that I went to that I was like, yo, was the Bloom Day party. On 26th. I have never been to a Bloom Day party because I used to do a barbecue on 26th December at my mother's house all the time.
Because of Bloom Day party, I suspect this boy's about to cancel that thing.
Oh, I've already canceled it. I haven't done it for 2 years.
Just to bring it back.
No, since I moved out, I've stopped doing it. Because when I was with my mother, she would help with the food and everything. I am not single-handedly. It's too much in the cleaning. But no, Bloom Day party was everything. First of all, I saw so many people I hadn't seen in a while because, you know, I've not really been out. So it was fun. And there's a thing about the Bloom Day party crowd. Nobody's like standing around pretending. Everybody's just lit, dancing. And the DJ, that new space, it was big. Oh my God. Bloom Day party was my top tier event that I went to this Christmas. Although I could tell the Dirty Rave was a vibe.
I think this year we'll do Dirty Rave.
Oh yes.
This year we are doing Sincerely Accra.
I was so upset.
Mr. Easy.
I was so upset that I didn't go because I literally told my friend, I was like, you know what? I really, because I started going to Dirty Rave from the very first one.
Yeah.
I went to the very first one, we were on the VIP stage when it broke.
Yeah.
I keep saying it. Who's that guy that's canceled? Is it Mr. Macaroni?
Mr. Kokuyam, right?
Mr. Kokuyam. Is it Kokuyam?
The fair guy.
Where is he now? We strongly believe that his guys were the ones that broke the stage because they were all jumping. But yeah, I'd been going, and then when they moved to Untamed, we went to the very first one and parking was our mess.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. But like now my throat has come.
The stage design, that's what I was really.
Right? Yes.
I was like, wait, no, I really missed out.
Yeah. And the idea of like just an all DJ set, I think it's a vibe.
And then surprise performances on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Really, and you know what? Another thing, it's a great place to meet people. I think that another thing, when we go to concerts, like you really need to like just meet people and talk to people. Because we go with your friends, they're always in Dirty Rave is a great place to meet people for all purposes.
It's a rave, guys. It's a rave.
Yeah. So what was your top event? Triple M. Since you didn't go to concerts.
I have to go to Amari, I think.
Amari.
Amari, yeah, Charlie. The sound, the production, everything was on point. She didn't do too much, but she gave a lot.
I know Kwame was going to... I was expecting Kwame to say that Aliba, because Kwame stays at Aliba.
Bro.
Kwame stays buying a table at Aliba.
Next question.
Anyway, shout out to you guys that pulled up for our day though.
Yeah.
It was at Rehab. It was a cute crowd. And we had fun. You know, the thing about the people that actually step out to come to our day is like they come out with intent to have fun.
Yes.
We rarely have to do too much to get people to like vibe and dance. And we know there was like 1,000 events that day, but you came out in your numbers. So that was great.
Shout out to the DJs though. Official Kwame.
Well be,
and then
Lalo.
Yeah.
Lalo.
They did an amazing job.
And then
shout out to Joseph. He said he wasn't going to MC, but we saw him MCing. So yeah.
All right. So what are your plans for 2026, Sincerely Accra?
We have a lot. I mean, you guys are going to see some outside, you know, recordings. So there'll be that.
What do you mean by outside recording?
I mean, this, shout out to Kenting for giving us the space to record, episode 001 of 2026.
Of course.
And then, of course, you guys probably have seen the Amari, video before
the special.
That was a special, but this is officially episode 1. This season, you know, it should be fun. Vox Pop's coming back.
Woo. With Triple M.
Okay. So be kind when you see her in town with a mic, please.
And also like more about that is like, open up your mind to the experience, okay?
Yes.
And believe that we picked right.
Yes.
I'm still going to be on the podcast.
And then,
what did she say?
I'll say they did.
They did. No, listen, if she didn't, then I'll be like, okay, girl. Yeah. That's the energy we need. No, like, I'm just anticipating anybody that's going to be like, no, we prefer when Joseph was going to the streets. Y'all, let me tell you, I'm a person of a particular age. Okay. So, you know, she'll go in the streets and I'll comment on what she brings us. We might be doing weekly episodes.
Might.
We're looking into that. We might be doing, because you know what?
You know, we will.
We will.
We will.
So, Yeah, forget about the bi-weekly episodes. We're about to become a weekly episode now.
Yeah, you guys will be getting Sincerely Accra every week. One of the episodes would be Joseph and I talking, so you get to hear more.
Not one. It would be like...
A couple. Like, so, you know, instead of bi-weekly, every week you get Joseph and myself talking, and then the following week you get...
I'm misleading it.
Let him explain.
So you know, every 2 weeks we put out an episode, right? Now, in the weeks where we don't put out an episode, we're actually going to put out an episode, but that episode is going to be strictly audio.
Yes.
And what is going to happen is, like, Kwame and I are going to jump on a call, because, you know, Kwame lives in America and I'm in Ghana.
Yeah.
We're going to jump on a call and we're just going to do like really shorter episodes, 30-40 minutes, where we talk about
literally anything unfiltered,
no unfiltered plans, you know. And I feel like y'all are gonna enjoy that.
Yeah.
So look,
I'm going to enjoy it.
like when something is happening on the TL, no, we just be like, okay, quick episode, bah, and it's gonna be out.
Yes.
I think there's some value to that, because you know how someone coming reports on the news is a bit stale. So we're going to be getting into that. And hopefully we'll be seeing Triple M on the socials more.
Because
outside of the Vox Pop that she's going to be doing for the episode, we're also going to be doing social media content. So these are some of the plans. Oh, also, Lista Letter Live.
Yes.
Has come to stay. We're planning to do 4 of those this year. And we're going to open up. You know, we do like 50 seats.
Yeah.
We want to open it up a little bit more and have more people come. So yeah, these are some of the ideas or some of the plans.
And we are trying to do a listener letter live in December of 2026. So look out for that. I know I am just didn't expect me to say that, but
I mean, I don't mind. Like,
you know, in December, we'll do a listener letter live.
We're scrapping our day.
You know,
somebody's like,
So our day for 2026 will become listener letter live, but on a bigger platform with more people. Joseph and I and Maria will be on stage. We'll talk to you guys. We'll interact with you guys. It will be fun. It will be good. So, of course, the first 4 would be, you know, just intimate, about 50 to 100 people, depending on how we feel. But then the December one is going to be open so that we can interact with you, talk to you guys.
And meet you guys as well. Because, you know, we do have a fair amount of diaspora listeners.
Yes.
And you come home in December, you know, and... I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of events in December, right? A lot of go and dance, go and jam events. Yeah. And as the years have gone by, you know, I'll be honest, promoting our day gets tougher and tougher. Getting people to come to our day gets tougher and tougher, because it's like, it's another event to go to and dance, right? Yeah. And I always say we're in the business of talk entertainment. And so how do we set ourselves apart is... bringing you this is the experience that a lot of people enjoy on the podcast, and so it's like, if you're here in December, why don't we do what you love the most about us, which is crazy talking and perspectives. And so it's kind of like a big live show, and we get to, you know, interact with everybody.
It's gonna be fun. So if you're planning on being in Ghana 2026 and you're in the diaspora, you're here in Ghana, mark your calendars in December. Sincerely Accra is doing a big event, Sincerely Accra Live. So you should be there, and it's going to be fun.
Tap in, guys. Just tap in. And honestly, this year, I just want to encourage our listeners. Look, a lot of you guys are very like, you don't want to be perceived online. You're very like, you know, let us perceive you. Like, go to the YouTube, go to the Instagram, the TikTok, talk to us. Yeah. We'll be putting out surveys to get like your opinions on topics you want to hear and all. Talk to us. Don't avoid and ignore those posts. And then when you see me, you say that, why haven't you had this person on? Why haven't you had that person on? And by the way, do you know, we got a DM. Somebody was like, when are you having Wendy Shea on the podcast? Let me tell you something. Getting artists on this show is like pulling nose hair. Okay. It is not easy. It's not easy. First of all, there must be interest. Okay. And there's not always interest on the artist side. Now, if there's interest on the artist side, then there's like aligning schedules. Two. Then when schedules are aligned, it's like hoping and praying that they appear on time or at all. It's like, it's so many moving parts. We've had times where we show up and come and sit down and the artist does not come. It's happened before. Sometimes they come hours late. So it's like, when people say, bring this person or bring that, unless you have a through line to the person and you and the person have had a whole conversation and you're like, yes, please.
I think so far we've been blessed enough to have an amazing network between the two of us to be pulling some of these artists and these, you know, tastemakers who you guys have come to love and enjoy. But, you know, in expanding and then, you know, making sure that we bring you the artists that you love, it's quite interesting dealing with celebrities and artists in this country.
Baby.
And as a
celebrity,
you know, as a producer, I mean, you should be in some of our meetings. Like, we want this artist, just talking to them, reaching out to them, it's difficult. I don't know why it's difficult. Like, you have a project out, you have a song out, you have something out. You should be chasing everybody. And then we are chasing you. And then it's like, you're like, bruh, we will still survive. What term limit on yourself? And I'm not taking this out. Me, nah, the edit is Agule Farm.
I mean, I think for me, it just really does come down to maybe the value that is placed on local media.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean?
But for Sincerely Accra, you know what you're getting. Even if you don't know about us, we are not saying everybody knows Sincerely Accra, even though we are top four most listened to in the country.
Come on, top four.
let me just put that out there.
From number one to top four. Hey, shout out Connected Minds.
Shout out to Connected Minds.
You got Joel Osteen off the number one spot.
Yes,
hey,
yes,
listen.
Yes. I think we were number one in 2022.
Yeah.
And then after that, we've maintained top five.
Yeah.
So now.
But we're number one in comedy on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. This season, we are trying to talk to Connected Minds. So if you are seeing this, please, we'll reach out to you.
Oh, I'll DM him.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. He's doing amazing. We love what he's doing. We love the new entrance into the podcast scene. And, you know, we wish it expands so the ecosystem is stronger. And then finally, sponsors can see that podcasting is a serious business. It's not some kids with a microphone doing.
Kids?
Yeah. I feel like the companies in this country or the people who dish out money for sponsorship feel like, oh, podcasting, they are just joking. No. If you look in the ecosystem, there are a couple of podcasts who are pushing through, like Sincerely Accra,
I mean,
and others.
To be fair, like, we get a bad rep, you know,
for podcasts.
Like, the general idea of podcasting, they say take the mics away, da 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 da.
True, but at the end of the day, look at the body of work we put out last season.
Yeah,
amazing. If it was that bad, we wouldn't be top five podcasts in the country. So please bring money so that we can continue this. Now we have Maria.
The stats is so important to be stats. Brands are used to what they know, and they've changed their minds about influencers, and so that's where they are. It's a step by step process. I feel like because I worked in advertising in 2018, I was working at an agency, and back then it was such a hard sell. Like influencers, it was such a hard sell, and now that's all they do.
Yeah,
that's all they do, and then traditional media. So I feel like new media is on its way. We are late as usual, but you know, the time will come. Yeah. But I feel like at this time, we want to get to know Maria.
Yeah.
So can you like let's do an elevator pitch right here, real quick? Who are you? Where are you from? And why did you want this job?
Hi, my name is Maria Mama Mbroba Triple M, however you want to call me. I'm 20 something. I wanted this job because I've always been interested in media. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm like, I'm surprised you're hiding your age.
I'm like,
I'm 27. I don't actually mind, but okay. I want to keep some mystery, but just want to
She's literally bodyguard of Gen Z because like she's standing outside the door. Okay. 27 is like outside the door.
Bodyguard is wild.
Okay. Right on the edge. And I've always been very interested in media. I studied communications. I do marketing, social media management. And I thought it was time to do something that I was more passionate about, something that was more creative, something that I felt comfortable doing and felt like I could be myself in with someone that I admired. So,
hey, who is that?
Aww.
Joseph.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait,
Joseph
has
an admirer.
How long have you been listening to the podcast?
Oh gosh, years. Probably since 2018, 2017.
Really?
You
from the beginning?
OG.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I haven't caught every single episode. Let me
no,
see.
But like,
oh, but I'm, yeah.
But I know I've you been came from years. New York.
Yes.
Is I that, wait, so were you listening? Did you discover it when you were in New York?
No, I was still in Ghana when I discovered. Oh, actually, well, I was in Boston when I discovered it.
Already, this is
Sincerely Accra. Because I went to school in Boston and then moved to New York for work.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Already, this is Sincerely Accra. We that about people where they do podcasts.
Who said that?
But I had to New York and say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you are gone now. You're catchy, can't cry.
I'm a fool to be like, I'm so sorry.
What's sake is I'll try to save us, but you go on.
No, guys, that's what, you know, life is, it's like okay. That.
No, but you know what? No,
that's your divinest.
No, I like it. I like it. Own it.
Some of us are different.
Sorry.
But you know, that's the thing. Accra is a cesspool of like different people.
That's it.
And DBs will move, non-DBs will move. So it's fine. Like,
and I feel like, I mean, the reason, well, I don't want to, I feel like I have the kind of personality where I like talking to everyone. I'm very open in that way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that's why I enjoy Sincerely Accra. That's why I like hearing true, typical, real Ghanaian stories.
Yeah.
You think that we tell typical, real Ghanaian stories?
I think you talk to the people and the people are Ghanaian.
We legit do though, because even when you used to go out for the Vox Pops, Charlie, sometimes Joseph will send a Vox Pop and he's speaking Ghana with some street person. Right. And then they are having a very interesting exchange. And it was fun.
No, but the funny thing about doing that now, and everyone went to the Black concert, we experienced it, is like people have become more aware of the power of social media and how far things go.
True.
So it's so interesting to see that now not so many people are willing to do things on camera and stuff. Like back then, it wasn't such a big deal. People were happy to like just be recorded and then that's it. Now, a lot of people are a bit more adamant about it. And I'm just wondering how that affects the creator economy now.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, with you, I remember it's interesting you living in New York and all of that. During your audition, I think there was a situation where Prince asked about I think so Sincerely Accra, we legitimately, even though we are entertainment based, we do a lot of research and we are always looking out for everything. We are very plugged in. So Prince, knowing this and being a part of the panel, just threw a question at her and then she answered about knowing about something happening in Boko. And all of us, as soon as she answered that question, all of us, like a light bulb just, we're like, oh shit.
That was your,
that was a saving grace.
Your edge that Prince wouldn't shut up.
Yes.
Like somebody would come in and when the person goes, Prince is like, but the person doesn't know about Boko. I'd be like, God.
Both my parents obviously like love watching the news. I think most parents do. And I just grew up with that habit.
Yeah.
Constantly reading the newspaper, things like that. So I like news. I like journalism.
Which is good because Sincerely Accra, both of us follow the news like crazy. Like you'll be surprised. Anytime you guys see us in town, stop us and talk to us about anything.
Please don't.
And no, my point is, we follow so much news that from politics to entertainment to social issues, we are there. And that's Sincerely Accra. So
right.
I'm happy she's, you know, in that spirit.
Okay. I don't know about like every news, but like, okay, cool. Kobe, is there any other thing you want to know about Maria?
I think as we work along, you come to find out that
who's your favorite artist?
Beyonce.
Oh. Don't be liar.
No, like, oh,
you
I
really?
Beyonce is like you can check my
between Amari and Beyonce.
Amari is up there as well. She's probably my top five.
So Beyonce is number one.
Beyonce is number one.
Guys, you.
What's your favorite
Beyonce? Beyonce.
What's your favorite Beyonce album?
Ooh, so I struggle with this one. So Lemonade was, I think, her magnum opus in terms of like.
Bro,
you don't think it was self-titled?
I think the fact that she topped self-titled was like mind-blowing to me.
True.
Self-titled. When she dropped it, I remember the day I was. So I went to boarding school here, obviously, in Tema.
Where did you go?
Oh, I should say.
To my parents.
No.
Where?
I went to SOS.
Oh, okay.
The DB is DBing.
No. For whatever reason, I was up at 5 a.m., which is midnight in in the US, and I just was scrolling on Twitter and I saw Beyonce has dropped an album. So I right. literally, I didn't sleep again. I literally downloaded it immediately. Hmm. And that was the end. That was when I was like, no, Beyonce is like my life.
Who's your favorite Ghanaian artist aside Amare?
Love Black Sheriff.
Okay.
I love Kwesi Arthur.
Oh, really?
I love Kwesi Arthur. He used to post all these freestyles. I know all his freestyles.
Yes.
Off the top of my head.
Ooh. You know all his freestyles? You have to do one. Okay, do the one you remember.
Ooh.
This is your chance to show the streets that you are relatable. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on. I.
Die.
Let's go.
Listen to shake your head.
I don't remember the full freestyle, but one of my favorite bars was when without my energy, 1 year full bar three.
Okay.
No? You guys don't know that one?
I know, I don't know it, but like, okay.
We used to do them in front of like in petrol stations, in front of his car. I love Kwesi Arthur.
I used to see those filling station videos. Yeah, true. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've seen that one. But I was never like, you know, keeping the lyrics down.
No, I feel like don't even get me started about Ghanaian rap. I feel like the Ghanaian rap scene, the hip hop scene is number one in Africa.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm very
don't let Nasty C hear you. Oh my God.
No, hasn't he forgiven us? He has not forgiven us yet.
Well, Obiabeoki.
Right.
Do you have any other questions? I feel like, look, we're going to get to know more about her as we go.
As she speaks
to people, as she shares her opinions on some of the Vox Pops and stuff that she does. Yeah. So we're ready to answer a listener letter now.
Mm-hmm.
So this listener letter is from last season, I think. But anyway, here we go. Hi, Joseph. I've made a big mistake and I need help in my way forward. I grew up in Sunyani, and when I finished high school, I convinced my mother to let me come live with my cousin so I could go to the University of Ghana. In fact, I lied about gaining admission because my friends and I wanted to come to Accra to make money. Joseph, life has not been easy. I've done so many odd jobs in my 5 years in Accra with very little to show for it. Currently, I work as a waitress and a bottle girl in a nightclub, and I stay in a small apartment in Adenta with my three friends. Ooh, all right. We are all hustling. About 2 years ago, one of my friends brought a wig and a gown, and we were playing around with it. I took a picture and posted it on my WhatsApp status. Joseph, my mother thinks I'm a lawyer now. And when she called me to rejoice, I couldn't explain things, so I let her believe it.
Fuck.
I let her believe it. My mom didn't go to school, so it's easy for her to believe this.
Oh my God.
I've been sending money back home too, so she thinks it's all good. Recently, her friend called me to tell me that she needs my help with an issue on her land. Joseph, my mother has told the woman I'm a lawyer. I don't even know what to do. I told her I'll get back to her because I'm in the office. Now I'm dodging calls from both of them. It's been 3 days. If it were you, what would you do? Please, I will not be put in this position. I forgot to give her a name. What do we call her?
Mara?
Imbroba. If it were you, what would you do?
In the first place, I would have told my mother immediately that is not the case. But, I mean, maybe we have some, you know, some lawyer sincerities, I would hope. Maybe you guys can help with lawyer Benice's.
Like, I don't even... Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
You know, this is one of those things, like, the longer you let a lie go on...
Yeah.
Because it's like, she called it the next day. I was like, oh, man, now you're a girl. Mm. Then that's it. But, like... She has believed this to the fact that she has gone to tell a friend and now they're coming to you with land disputes because it's, now she has to go and the mother has to now go and tell her friend that, oh, it's not true.
No,
this one's hard.
I don't know. I don't know what to do with this one.
This one is hard.
This one, I really don't know why she would do that because...
Ooh, I have it. So, you were studying to become a lawyer.
Was she though?
No.
Okay, let me follow.
This is how we get out of it.
Okay.
You were studying to become a lawyer, but we all know how hard it is to get into law school. Mm-hmm. And after a few tries, you have decided to pivot. Mm-hmm. And you are now an entrepreneur.
So, what are you doing now? Entrepreneurship.
You're an entrepreneur.
You have a business online.
You have a business. Oh, God, it's true. You have to go with something. You have to find... Okay, she said she's a waitress and a bottle girl.
Yes. So maybe supplies drinks to clubs.
Nightlife connoisseur.
Hey. Now, and also cocoa. No.
She works in hospitality.
Hospitality
management. Yes.
Hospitality is better.
In the end, I'm the mother. In the end, it's Anadwa. And it's the day.
Oh, ma'am, I'm Crawford.
In Crawford, how am I saying?
I'm not going to say,
That's as a waitress, oh.
Dabi, I'm managing waitresses, no.
Sir.
Aye.
And I'm going
to say, oh, I'm going to say,
Adra, Lord, no, Lord, into your end day, when you're going to
be 6,000 pounds. Yo, they pay 6,000 pounds for post call. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know, man. Look, you have to bite the bullet and let your mother know that you're not a lawyer.
Just be honest.
There's a disappointment that will come. But you, Ankasa, you know, when you decided to put that wig and gown on, both of your worst substances, and you let her believe that you were a lawyer for more than a day.
That is crazy.
Where did you go and tell her?
Now, my main answer is no. You need to tell it. Oh, man, all girls over here, you need to go and cry, bro.
It's been 5 years, Kwame.
Oh dear.
Did she say 5 years?
Yeah, she said she's been in Accra for 5 years, and her mother didn't go to school, so she doesn't know like, oh, lawyer is.
And she's giving, hey, you need to see your man for your lawyer.
All she knows that the girl is off getting an education to get a job, and she sends her money.
Well, I see how that.
So, like, she posted a picture of a wig and gown on the WhatsApp status.
In Kranhaya, I'm on kind of crew. That's not for a shamu. What's up?
No, because you know, oh my God, it's so crazy because I'm also thinking about growing up and like having friends in class where they would talk about how like their parents didn't go to school and stuff, so they could get away with like a bad report card. Their parents don't care about it and this kind of thing. Yeah. And you never realize how easy it is to lie to your parents when they are not really tapped in. Because she has to know that, oh, law school is this number of years. Mm-hmm. Then after law school, you have to actually go to a graduation. Mm-hmm. And she had, like, all of these things haven't happened and she believed it. That her child is a lawyer.
If you come from my family, they'll surprise you on your graduation day. So whatever course that you claim you are doing, you better be doing it.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. My mom pulled that surprise thing on my graduation. I was like, huh?
Oh, you didn't do the course you told her you
were. No. I did. Like, now it's going to give the whole DB thing, but.
please. Nobody ever expected that you were not a DB. Let's.
You don't even live here.
You know
what I mean? Damn, Mariah.
Shout out Mean Girls reference. No, Mariah, what answer do you have for him, bro?
Yeah.
What is she going to do? Lawyer girl.
You have to just confess. I feel like there's nothing else you can do.
How would you confess?
I mean, tell her that she misunderstood and that she, well, but then why did you let this is hard.
You understand, like, she has dug a hole for herself. How do you come out of it? But then I feel like she should just be honest.
I feel like you should just be honest. But also, as a waitress and bottle girl, I'm sure you've met some lawyers in the club.
So what? So they should help her mother's friend.
Baby. Who do pro bono or whatever.
That's what I was going to say. This is obviously a pro bono, and you are going to meet somebody and tell them that you should come and do pro bono for somebody in Tsunyane.
Charlie.
Between her and her three friends,
they should figure it out.
Right. Somebody has to know a lawyer.
You all better figure it out.
You get like someone has to know a lawyer.
Wait, so you think that they should find a lawyer to help the issue?
So tell your mom that you can do this for whatever. I don't know what you
would say. I said, man, yeah, judge and Rebecca say, as I'm not being feared or anything, their mama down for say, you know.
Look, sorry, law is not like medicine.
No, but
conflict of interest.
No, law is like medicine. You can take on a case if it's in your family.
No,
please.
But her mom would not know that.
Her mom is from, you know, she's not, you know, educated.
Oh my God, no, you guys doubling down on the literacy.
No.
Oh my God.
Guys.
Babe, you just have to tell your mother that you're not a lawyer. Yeah. And then leave it at that. I think you don't have any responsibility to solve this woman's land disputes.
The wig and gown that her friend brought, what was that about? Why did
she didn't give us detail, but I don't know.
Yeah, so she has to, why would she have a wig and gown?
Maybe on Halloween.
Girl.
Career day, something.
Career day in the club.
You never know.
No, I can see Halloween. Because what if like Halloween. You were having like a Halloween themed night at the club?
Girls,
yeah. Oh my God. And what are you going as? Say what I'm here.
Shout out Shout out Sewa, man.
Shout out to Sewa.
Anyway, you know, Kimbroba, that is the best we can do for you, honestly. So in moving on, you know, this is not really going to be a long episode. I just wanted to say for this season, shout outs, we're changing how we do shout outs. By the way, I met someone here, so I have to give a shout out to her. Whilst we were filming, she came here with her mother. Regina Nanadra Asiedutin Krang, shout out to you. Thank you for being a sincerity. But this is the last time I'm going to be doing shout outs like this. So now what we want to do is, if you have a friend, a lover, a father, a mother, anybody that you know loves the podcast, listens to the podcast, if it's their birthday, wedding anniversary, whatever it is, a fuck buddy that you want to appreciate, you send us a DM and tell us the person's name and we will say, Kwame Asante Ofori, Washington DC. See, Opeso Kacha Maria say, happy birthday, long life, Wulump. I feel like that's better because, you know, sometimes I have to go and look at who is following us, who is commenting. Yeah. It's a lot of work, guys. Yeah. So if you care for a shout out for any of your friends, people that you know, DM us and tell us, and then I'll be like, you know, I do it for you. Greetings from abroad, but this time from the DM.
Yes. And for this season, if you're a small business, even if you have 100 followers and you want to advertise, we have different packages, guys. Reach out to us and we'll advertise for you. This amazing voice, this amazing producer, this amazing voice, we'll advertise for you. Social media on the podcast. Now we are doing weekly podcasts. We have our YouTube. So Charlie, send us the DM and then we'll find a package for you and we'll do it. So a day for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and with that, I think that it is.
Oh, and the big companies, guys, send us money. You top 4 podcasts. Look at me. I'm your captain. Look at me.
The big companies, you
send us
you
money.
Don't talk to them from here. You send them.
But the Arabs listen, you know.
Is it EPK or
you know every time
wait, all Murphy is EPK for artists.
Yeah. every time we send a proposal, oh, sincerely Accra, we know you. Well, give us money. You know the reach, top 4. Little they need in salary increase. My man, Mr.
K-Dak.
Hey! Father Abraham with his sons. You know, Charlie, we need the money. So, but yeah, shout out to Little and Kofi. You guys made last season amazing. Shout out to Denzel. Denzel is no more with us, but shout out to him if he's watching this. And Mel, you know.
Yeah, the whole GCR crew.
The whole GCR, Cyril.
Sammy's. Malik.
Malik is going to be working with Mariah. Hey, I nearly said Mariah. Joseph.
What did I do? It's not me.
Yeah, but shout out to the whole GCR team. Yeah. You guys made last season amazing. Yeah. We had some tough times. Water under the bridge. And so, new year, new me, who this?
Oh,
so.
Please. New year, same me. Y'all know. I am not promising you anything. I'm going to do my best what I got. That's where the who, Mariah. Most importantly, shout out to the Sincerities for holding us down 8 years in the game. Yeah. Is this the ninth year?
Season 9?
No, 8 years, but the ninth season.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not easy. Well, you guys stick around and stay. So yeah, like, look, let's just rally around and, you know, give us more support, more listens. And most importantly, I think this year, put 5 people on the podcast.
Yeah.
Every single one of you. Let's put 5 people on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Let them listen. Let us get the numbers up, the shares up. And, you know, it's going to be a good time because it's Sincerely Accra.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel and all the DSPs, Apple, Spotify, so that every time we post something, you have a
ping. Oh, okay. What about the Nokia phone users? I think that is going to be our wrap. Mariah, we're going to leave the last words to you.
Yes.
Thank you for listening, Sincerities. This has been Sincerely Accra with Joseph and T, Mariah, and Kwame. Stick and stay. There will be so much more this year. Thank you.
Mwah. Bye.
you want it? Who you are you digging? Yeah. Said break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. Make it worth your while, boy. Purple lips and rose stones. Couple kisses, I'm gone. Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. Make it worth your while, boy. Purple lips and rose stones. Couple kisses, I'm gone. Who does it better? Who got it better? Who's in your mind rent free when you're tasting another night?
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.